This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the JNS Spine podcast for April 1st, 2011. I'm Natalie Pincham. This podcast will feature a summary of a laboratory investigation, a technical note, and a clinical article published by JNS Spine today. Neurectomy at C2 during atlantoaxial instrumented fusion in the elderly. A clinical article by D. Kojo Hamilton and colleagues. Among the most common approaches for stabilization of atlantoaxial instability is the use of C1 lateral mass screws and C2 pedicle screws. The original technique included C2 neurectomies to facilitate screw placement. This technique has remained controversial, with some surgeons routinely performing these neurectomies and others vehemently opposed to it. Notably, there are a growing number of reports of significant postoperative occipital neuralgia due to direct screw irritation of the C1 lateral mass screws when C2 neurectomy is not performed. The authors present a series of elderly patients treated with C1-2 instrumentation with bilateral C2 neurectomies and show that there were no significant negative effects of C2 neurectomy on follow-up. Enhanced exposure provided by C2 neurectomy enabled low blood loss, short operative times, and excellent decortication for fusion. There were no intraoperative complications and a 97% fusion rate at follow-up. There were no cases of new postoperative C2 neuralgia. On the contrary, in the 80% of patients with preoperative occipital neuralgia, all attained relief postoperatively. The authors hope that this study provides reassurance to surgeons who currently employ C2 neurectomy when placing C1 lateral mass screws, and that their findings help to allay the concerns of surgeons who do not currently use this approach. Early graft of neural precursors in spinal cord compression, reduction of glial cyst volume and improvement in function. A laboratory investigation by Marina Boydo and co-authors. Spinal cord injury results in irreversible and permanent neurological deficits below the injury site. From among the experimental treatments to minimize tissue damage, the authors chose cellular therapy as a promising approach in spinal cord repair. They used a compression injury model designed to mimic the tissue destruction frequently observed in patients, and immediately after injury, they transplanted neural precursor cells isolated from neural tubes directly into the lesion cavity. 26 days post-injury, the authors investigated the survival and the effects of the grafted cells on the cellular environment, neuroinflammation, the glial scar, and the glial cyst formation in treated mice compared with results in control mice. Grafted cells survived and integrated in the host tissue and showed a remarkable effect on glial cyst formation. In fact, lesion volume was reduced by 63% in the treated mice compared with the untreated ones. These encouraging histological results correlated with the effects on behavior, which showed a significant performance recovery. These results support the therapeutic potential of these cells in promoting functional recovery after spinal trauma. Management of complex giant spinal arachnoid cysts presenting with myelopathy. A technical note by Sunil Furtado and co-workers. A giant spinal arachnoid cyst is an unusual cause of progressive epidural compressive syndrome. The authors define and describe four cases of a complex subtype of this lesion, and they discuss aspects of its surgical management. Patients in these cases presented with progressive spastic paraparesis and were found to harbor extensive spinal extradural arachnoid cysts with multiple septations and significant paraspinal extensions. Extensive laminotomy and total excision of the cyst along with its extensions were performed in all the cases. Compared to previously indexed cases of surgically managed extensive spinal extradural arachnoid cysts, the cases reported here are unique given the complex nature of the lesions. Curative treatment is radical excision inclusive of the paraspinal extensions and closure of any dural defect, if found. A laminotomy or laminoplasty should be performed to avoid postoperative instability related to the extensive exposure. Extended follow-up and instrumentation may be required in select cases. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.